Welcome to this Lenten podcast focusing on the story of Jesus as told to us by Mark. May we see ourselves in Jesus' story, and may we find inspiration from the Word of God.
Hello, this is Arlen Solem. I'm a member of FLC, First Lutheran Church. I'm happy to be with you today. I will be reading from Mark chapter 14, verses 1 through 21, and it reads, "It was 2 days before the Passover and the festival of unleavened bread. The chief priests and the scribes were looking for a way to arrest Jesus by stealth and kill him. For they said, 'Not during the festival, or there will be a riot. There may be a riot among the people.' And while he was at Bethany in the house of Simon the leper, as he sat at the table, a woman came with an alabaster jar of very costly ointment of nard. And she broke open the jar and poured the ointment on his head. But some were there who said to one another in anger, 'Why was this ointment wasted in this way? For this ointment could have been sold for more than 300 denarii and the money given to the poor.' And they scolded her. But Jesus said, 'Let her alone. Why do you trouble her? She has performed a good service for me, for you have always shown, for you always have the poor with you, and you can show kindness to them whenever you wish, but you will not always have me. She has done what she could. She has anointed my body beforehand for its burial, if you're from Pennsylvania. Truly, I tell you, wherever the good news is proclaimed in the whole world, what she has done will be told in remembrance of her.' And indeed it is. We're telling it today. Then Judas Iscariot, who was one of the 12, went to the chief priests in order to betray him to them. When they heard it, they were greatly pleased and promised to give him money. So he began to look for an opportunity to betray him. And on the first day of unleavened bread, when the Passover lamb is sacrificed, his disciples said to him, 'Where do you want us to go and make the preparations for you to eat the Passover?' So he sent two of his disciples, saying to them, 'Go into the city, and a man carrying a jar of water will meet you. Follow him, and wherever he enters, say to the owner of the house, "The teacher asks, where is my guest room, where I may eat the Passover with my disciples? He will show you a large room upstairs, furnished and ready. Make preparations for us there.' So the disciples sent out and went to the city and found everything as he had told them. And they prepared the Passover meal. When it was evening, he came with the 12, and when they had taken their places and were eating, Jesus said, 'Truly I tell you, one of you will betray me, one who is eating with me.' They began to be distressed and to say to one another after, 'Surely not I.' And he said to them, 'It is one of the 12, one who is dipping bread into the bowl with me. For the Son of Man goes as it is written of him, but woe to the one by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would have been better for that one not to have been born.'" I think this is an interesting reading as well. It has a Jesus acting in a way that I think, you know, we know the story, but is surprising to the disciples that this jar of ointment that costs 300 denarii, which is one denarii is a day's wage for a laborer. And in fact, that is something that, you know, it's kind of the minimum wage maybe, but if you think of the minimum wage as being a really good wage, I mean, most people were happy to make one denarii a day. If they could get work and make one denarii, they were thrilled for it. So it's not minimum wage, I think, as we think of it. It's more of a really good income. If you can get that every day, you would be happy to have it, and you would be better off than most of your neighbors. So we think of all that Jesus has done and this jar of ointment that is 300 denarii. And, you know, they have to break open the jar. It's a jar that has been sealed shut. It's not meant to be opened or closed. It's a one-time thing. You know, it's so valuable that you don't want it to spill. It's so valuable that it's been sealed shut even. And then the disciples are upset. And why would you do that? Why would you waste this? And it's soon after this that, you know, that Judas betrays him. And I wonder if Judas, you know, some of Judas' motivation is if he was kind of disillusioned by this now, that he had followed Jesus for so long and all of the disciples seemed to think that this goes against what Jesus stands for, what Jesus has worked for, all these things for the poor, and now this extravagance for something not important, seemingly, I think. And I wonder if that was some of his disillusionment there, and said, you know, if this is really who he is, here we thought he was for the poor, but now we just find out he's all about himself, whatever. Or Jesus also is saying at this time that I'm going to be dead soon, you know, that I will not always be with you. And maybe Judas thought, well, if he's dying anyway, I might as well get some money out of it. Do something. He's dying anyway. I can't stop it. But anyway, just some thoughts I had briefly about Judas there. Let's say a prayer anyway. Dear God, thank you for this time together. As we go about our day today, help us to meditate on this passage. Help us to discern what is extravagance and what is serving God and what is good use of our money. As we can see, it's a complicated thing oftentimes. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.